Let's go to Ephesians. We started talking earlier about what we were, right? What we are, and what we shall be. Say it one more time. What we were, what we are, and what we shall be. Now here, this is something, a scripture that you could do one of those things on. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8, it says, and ye were sometimes, what? Darkness. But now are ye light where? In the Lord. Walk as children of what? Since then I used to be in darkness. But now I'm in light. So now I need to walk in the light. Now verse 9 says, for the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. Have no fellowship, don't hang out with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. Wow. So say, I used to be like that, and when I was like that, I could fellowship with it. Now I'm not like that no more. So I can't hang with it, nor fellowship with it. Have no. That doesn't mean some. That doesn't mean ration yourself. Yeah, that doesn't mean once in a while. Have absolutely no fellowship with the unfruitful works. Unfruitful people and unfruitful work. Didn't just say unsaved people, it said unfruitful people. Wow, there are a lot of people that claim salvation, claim all this other stuff, but they are unproductive, not about nothing, completely unfruitful. Get around fruitful people that can do something, that want to do something. When you were in the dark, you didn't know that you could produce. But now that you're in the light, you know that God can do great things. It says, have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame. It's a shame. Well, I tell you what's a shame. Not just that they do it. It's a shame to even talk about it. Wow. It's not a shame not enough to just not to do it. You know, that's a shame, but it's not that we just don't do it anymore. Not that we don't fellowship it, but don't even talk about it. Don't even let it cross your lips. It's not a part of my conversation. Why? I'm not allowed. See, we as saints, we develop habit of times of talking about shameful things. But when we get real saints, when we really get over it, we don't even, what? What don't we not do? Talk about it. You're going to find people that are coming into this thing at different stages and at different levels. Some people are going to have different hang-ups than you have. Like, and everybody's got a hang-up. We just got different ones. And the one that's completely hung up and stuck is the one that doesn't know they got a hang-up. Everybody's got a hang-up. But I tell you what, different people are going to come in from out of some stuff that's a little bit hard to get out of. Well, when we see those things, we don't even do what about it? Talk about it. There are certain things that we just don't even speak of. Now, it says, it's a such thing to talk about them in things which are done in secret. But the things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Walk this way. Well, Jesus is saying the same thing. Walk this way. Didn't say just walk any kind of way, but it says this is how you should walk. You don't just get there any kind of way. There's one path. Did he say you're going to walk this path? This is the only path. I'm the way and the only way, the only truth, the only life. This is the path, and not only do you get one path, but you get one path that you got to walk one way in. One path. And one way that you can walk in it. This is the only way that you can live this Christian life effectively. Walk circumspectly this way. Don't be foolish, but be wise. And this is how the wise walk. Redeeming time, for the days are evil. These are evil days. Work them. Well, you're not going to be able to redeem evil days if you don't start redeeming time. How do you redeem evil days? First of all, you realize, time is short. I don't got time to have a bad day. Redeem every day. Don't give the devil one of them. If he starts out in the morning, say by the afternoon, I'm going to turn it around to the glory of God. I'm going to redeem this day. The Bible says, this is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. What day did the devil ever make? What day did the devil make? What day can the devil make? Devil creates no days. Every day is a day that the Lord has made. That means that in every day you have the ability to rejoice and be glad in that day. You got to want to. It didn't say, I feel like rejoicing and be glad in it. It said, I will. That means I make myself. I will. I don't care what the devil's trying to tell me. I don't care what the circumstances. I don't care what I'm facing that day. I made up in my mind this morning that I will rejoice in this day because the days are evil and the time is short and I can't get anything done depressed. I can't get anything done upset. I've got to do it with joy. Well, you got to wake up and say that. Since mercy's new every morning, this is the day that God made. It belongs to me, and I'm going to decide what I do in it. When you wake up in the devil's day, if he has any days, then you can do what you feel like doing in it. When the devil makes a day for you, then you can have a pity party. But as long as God's making that day, rejoice in it. Amen. All right, redeeming the time for the days are evil. Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding. This is how you can redeem evil days and do different things. Just get a supernatural Holy Ghost understanding. Say, I want to understand what the will of God is for my life that day. Who am I supposed to bless that day? You know that's what life is all about, blessing people. And I look for the opportunity. Somebody say, what's the will of God for my life today? This day I will rejoice and be glad in it and bless somebody. Redeeming the time by rejoicing and understanding what the will of God is. That means when you are out, when you don't know what the will of God is, you're wasting your time. When you have no understanding what God wants to do in your life, you are absolutely wasting your time. I don't care how successful it looks. What would it profit a man if he gained the whole world, yet lose his own soul? Know what the will of God is for your life. And if I can accomplish the will of God on a daily basis, I tell you what, that is supernatural Holy Ghost success. Amen. Success is measured by an understanding of the will of God and a heart that, to fulfill that will. Do you hear what I'm saying? That's what measures success. Many people find out that they're failures on their last day. I've accumulated all this. I've accumulated all that. But in the end, what did I do? I can't take anything with me. They said, anybody heard the story about you? You've never seen a hearse carrying a U-Haul or a U-Haul in a casket or whatever, a hearse with a U-Haul trailer behind it. You can't take it with you. You can't take it with you. But that thing you did by the will of God, those things you can carry with you. People spend all their days trying to accumulate money, trying to accumulate wealth, trying to do all those other things, thinking they're going to take it. You ain't going to take it there. Everybody's broke in hell, even the devil. You know, the devil doesn't even own hell. Isn't that a trip? He doesn't even own hell. The devil is a homeless man right now. Did you know that? He's on the earth, and it doesn't even belong to him. That's why he's wandering to and from the earth, no resting place. You find out the devil's nothing but a street person. Say, where have you been? Roaming to and from the earth, from one place to the other, a drifter. Because he has no destiny, an eternal wilderness. But listen, understanding what the will of the Lord is. Now, how many need supernatural Holy Ghost understanding what the will of the Lord is? Let me let you in on how you can get the will of God for your life. I had a friend, you know, people say, if people could just understand to stick with Jesus. Stop running here, ripping there, ripping everywhere, but do what God wants you to do. And trust and be patient in that and watch God come through. God meets my need. Now listen, for those of you that are lacking in supernatural wisdom, you're in trouble. It's not enough. You need the wisdom of God to survive in the life that God wants you to survive in. And this is how you can do it. This is why Paul prayed in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16. Wherefore also, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Wherefore also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and of your love unto all the saints. Somebody say, these people had faith and love. My Lord, that's a powerful group, isn't it? They had faith. Woo, that means they could move mountains. They were faith people. How many faith people we got in here tonight? And they were real loving people. You can have faith and love and yet be lacking. There were a lot of people with a lot of faith, a lot of people with a lot of love doing and lacking everything. Get faith and get love, but also Paul prayed one thing that they need. He said, therefore, cease not I to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Pray for them. And this is a supernatural prayer that we need to pray for one another to help us out. Because they've got the anointing of God, the flow of God on it. They got the faith of God. There is nothing that will be impossible to them. When you got this anointing, it'll work on right things, and sometimes it'll work on wrong things. That's why you got to apply the anointing to the right thing, to the God thing. Everything that looks good is not God. Figure out what's God for your life, and when we pray this prayer, that will happen for us. There are so many missions that we can get in as a body, as a church. Did you know that? There are so many things that we can invest our life in and do and miss God's best for us. Therefore, we got to pray over our steps. Holy Ghost, is this what is perfect? Is this what is right for your life? Do you want me to sit here and work on this head? Do you want me to drive over there and see this sister? For the days are evil. I don't want to do what I want to do, and I just don't want to do a good thing. I want to do what God wants me to do. I want to get with God's plan. I don't have a good idea. He does. Our righteousness and our wonderful little ideas of the way the world should be, it's not good enough. Forget about it. Let God lead you and guide you. Let the Holy Ghost lead and guide you in all things. I'm a pastor of a church, and many of you in ministries, we all get wild ideas. This is what we need to do. That's what we need to do. And as a pastor, sometimes I say, this is what we need to do. But they don't understand that there's a plan. And that there's something else going on at the time. That might be a nice thing, but what does God want to do? Every day, God wants to do something. But so often, we're so busy. So often, we're so busy thinking for God. And living for ourselves. For this cause, cease not I to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. Somebody say, thank God for prayer. There are certain things about us that only prayer will change. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. That the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened. There is enlightenment. You can live an enlightened life. You can see through the darkness. I would have stumbled and fell, but my eyes were open. That you might be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope. That means the expectation of his calling. Hope is the end. Don't you know you have a hope and that you have an expectation? Listen to me. The biggest thing, biggest problem that people have in many in their life is they don't know what they want to do and where they want to go. I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where I want to end up. God already knows. That's your hope. He'll reveal to you where you're going and what he wants you to do. He'll show you the end picture. But you got to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit and yearn for the revelation of God and the wisdom of God in order to see it and fulfill it. That you may know what is the hope of his calling, direction for your life. Betty Nelson sings a song that says, the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. And what the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints is, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. This, when you want to pray for somebody to catch something that they can't catch, if you got unsaved loved ones, backsliders, they can't hear God, they're not understanding, they're not catching the plan of God, this is the most supernatural prayer for enlightenment that you could ever pray. Can't you, when you ever talk to people, say, can't you see it? What's wrong with you? Some people can't. Their eyes are darkened to the light of the truth. Satan has blinded their minds that they cannot hear the truth nor understand the truth. Thank God when Jesus said, listen, blessed are your ears for they hear, blessed are your eyes for you can see. It's not because you're smart, it's because Jesus touched you. Thank God for ears that can hear the word of God and eyes that can understand and see the word and a heart that can understand. Thank God that when you hear the word preach, it does something to you. And other people just looking at you like they're crazy. Why? Their eyes are darkened. And their minds have been clouded by the devil. They can't understand things. But God has done a supernatural thing in you. He's touched you that you might be able to hear the Spirit. There's a spirit of wisdom and revelation over you. And that's what's going to get you through. Start praying this prayer over people. Brother Hagin said that's the prayer he prays over all of his children, all of his saints. Ephesians chapter 15 all the way down to 23. Start praying that prayer over one another and start believing God to do a good work. Now listen, going back to where we were before, it says, wherefore be not unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. How are you going to understand unless you have your mind in light? For the mind of man can't understand the things of God. You can't understand it. Somebody say, you need a touch from heaven to understand what the will of God is for your life that you might be able to be successful. Amen. Well, if you got the will of God, how are you going to perform the will of God? By the next verse right here. For those that are hungry tonight, you'll be fed. Right here, verse 18. And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. You've got to know what the will of God is. I'm talking life here tonight. I'm talking life here tonight. There are many people that shrivel up and die along the way because they don't heed the word of God. This is how you can live this life that God wants you to live. You'll miss God. It's not enough just to have a good idea one week. You got to stay in the thing of God. And how do you stay in the move of God? How do you stay in the grace of God? The devil's trying to get you out of God's grace. He's trying to get you out of the wave of the Spirit, out of the move of God. I tell you, it's easy to get out. But there's one way you can stay in. By being filled with the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Being intoxicated to where you can't move from His presence. Don't be drunk with the wine of the world, but be filled with the Spirit of God. If you don't stay filled, you'll flake out. You'll lose it. Don't stay in your own head. Get filled with the Holy Ghost and stay filled with the Holy Ghost on a continual basis. Don't think, believe God and trust God and be united with the Spirit of God and let the Holy Ghost lead you. You don't know the way He does. And I got a warning from the Holy Ghost. Get filled with the Spirit and stay that way. Amen. How did you make it 20 some years or whatever years you've been in there? Stay filled with the Spirit of God. Amen. There are so many people that got too smart in their own understanding and missed it. Some people fell away. You know the ones we were talking about, people that drop along the wilderness? Fell in between in the wilderness. Many fell in the wilderness. Well, many fell in the wilderness because they sobered up. Yes, the carcass is in the wilderness. There are many carcasses in the wilderness, fell in the wilderness because they sobered up. Notice that when the children of Israel, they were praising God and they were marching, there was no problem. But as soon as they started to think about what they used to have, start to complaining and griping, then they thought about the calf, they thought about all these other things. Somebody said they started thinking and doing things their way. Sobered up to their own mentality and to their own level instead of the leadership of the Holy Ghost. Be drunk with the Spirit of God. I will never sober up to my own understanding. I will always yield to the Spirit of God. I don't care how logical it looks. Amen. You get what I'm saying? I don't care if it doesn't make sense. If that's what I feel by the Spirit of God, I'm going to stay following the Holy Ghost. That's what God means when He says sober up. It doesn't necessarily mean just drunk and laughing and rolling on the floor, but thank God for that. But it means completely dependent upon God in everything you do. Amen. Under the influence. People drive under the influence of alcohol, but you're to walk in the Spirit under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Why is he walking that way? He's under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Don't just walk any kind of way, but stay under the influence of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Stay sensitive to the move of God. Stay wet. Don't get dry. Don't get smart. God will show you how dumb you are. The wisdom of man is foolishness to God. Where it is access, but be filled with the Spirit. And there's one way that you can stay filled with the Spirit. How do you stay under the influence? Is anybody having difficulty in that area? Staying under the influence of the Holy Spirit? Is anybody? Or y'all just there all the time? How many of you are, you know, you're just thinking, all of a sudden you find yourself sober. I must have sobered up. Where you at? Well, listen, when you sober up, you can go back again. And this is how you go back again. You go back again by doing the next verse. If you stay sober, if you sober up and start thinking your own way, you're going to miss God's best. You need to be filled with the Spirit, and there's only one way to stay filled with the Spirit. It's speaking to yourself. Talk to yourself. Say it again. Talk to yourself. There are many people that are going to die in the wilderness because they refuse to talk to themselves. Oh, this is the Holy Ghost. Talk to yourself. Somebody say, I'm going to live because I talk to myself. Learn to talk to yourself. Many of you are sick because you refuse to talk to yourself. Many of you are defeated because you refuse to talk to yourself. Many of you are depressed because you refuse to talk to yourself. Somebody say, talk to yourself. Open your mouth and do it. Put it into practice. I don't care whether it makes sense to you or not. Talk to yourself or you'll die. And everybody else is talking to you. Nobody's going to care for you the way God cares for you. And nobody's going to minister to you the way you know you should be ministered to. Talk to yourself. If you can't find encouragement from nobody else, get the Bible out and talk to yourself. I waited for somebody to give me a good word. God said, you missed it. He said, the word is in your own mouth. And it's in your heart what you need. Don't wait. You can build yourself up. Somebody say, build yourself up. Glory to God. There come some times when everybody else will be weak and everybody else will miss it. That's why God said, build yourself up. Yes, other people, everybody might want to tear you down. The devil wants to tear you down. Everybody else might be having a bad day. But thank God you don't have to depend on them to be all right. You can build yourself up. Yes. Hallelujah. You can have a church service all by yourself. Get up from where you are. Stop complaining and waiting for somebody to drop biscuits out of heaven or whatever you're waiting for. Build yourself up. Get into what God wants you to get into and start living and start letting the devil steal your days. It's only a prayer away. Many of you go back 5 years and get yourself in 5 and 10 years worth of bondage, into debt, mess up business and mess up all that because you refuse to talk to yourself. You will not wander in your head when you talk to yourself with your mouth. Don't just talk anything. Speaking to yourself. Speaking to yourself. So I say, this song's for you. But you need to look in the mirror and say, hey, this one's for you. I wish I had a bunch of mirrors in here and I look at yourself and say, this one's for you. Ooh, you better learn to minister to yourself. Speaking to yourself in psalms, that means get out the psalms. Start singing. Somebody say, sing. Everybody should sing. Singing to yourself in psalms, hymns. Somebody say, in hymns. And spiritual songs. When's the last time you sang a spiritual song? We just got out there and said, somebody say, what's wrong with him? He's just under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Drunk people, when they're under the influence of alcohol, they're in bars and they start singing. Speaking to your sins in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs, and staying under the influence of the Holy Ghost. Here's the word. Take it. Do something with it. Here's your answer. This is the most powerful message to Nations Church. We still don't have the full revelation of this. We still don't have the fullness of the revelation of this. This is our breakthrough. This is our millions right here. This is our breakthrough right here. This is our opposition. Fulfilling this call is our opposition. It's our challenge. This is our breakthrough. Say, I will. Speak to myself. In psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. making melody in my heart. Somebody say there's a song in my heart. Giving thanks always for all things unto God, the Father of the Lord, Jesus Christ. Well, you'll miss it if you don't do that. Stay under the influence of the Holy Ghost or you'll die. And there's only one way to get under the influence of the Holy Ghost. You can look at a bottle of beer all you want to, but you're not going to feel any of its effects by looking at it. You can look at a bottle of wine, but it's not going to do anything for you until you take it in. It's the same way with the Holy Ghost. You've got to take it in for it to have its effect and be a participant in the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Stay under the influence that you can make it all the way by speaking to yourself. Say, I knew they were crazy. Now he's telling them to talk to themselves. No, the Bible did. Say, I will practice prayer and also talking to myself the Word of God. Why don't you stand up right where you are?